So, you know, I'm going to open this properly for the first time in a while. Hello, welcome to the shipping forecast. I'm James. Joining me is Grace.
Hello.
And no one else. It's just us two for right now. Nick is having a time of it, and he's away sorting all that out. He will be back.
But we do have Pepper sitting in for
We do
him.
have. Oh shit, can you mic up Pepper?
Hang on. No. She
Oh well.
refuses to comment.
Oh.
Because she
Well,
is a.
she's a terrible host.
Well, she's trying to sleep.
She's failed her interview.
She's the
Okay,
reflective sort. She doesn't. She says more without words.
okay, she can weigh in if she feels like anything comes up that she
Yeah.
might want to contribute to.
Exactly.
Yeah, this isn't going to be part two of Dungeon Meshi, as I believe we promised last time.
Well, we never
That.
promised. We just said we would, and we lied. Ha 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 ha.
I normally say join us in 2 weeks when we talk about the fix we like, and this is 2 weeks later.
Oh yeah, I mean technically we did read lots. I've been reading quite a few.
I've read two that I like that I'll happily talk about when Nick gets here. You know, let's talk briefly about what we found. There's so many fics about Fallon having a penis. Did you notice that?
No.
Huh.
I'm wondering if it's slowly picking up on our algorithm because all I was getting
Oh
were blokes. Blokes on blokes all the time. And I was like,
So
yes, heaven.
I searched for Marcele and Fallon,
Okay.
and a lot of the fics were about Fallon coming to terms with having a penis.
What does she turn into? A cockatrix or something?
Yeah,
Cockatrice?
she's like a chimera dragon thing.
I mean, an excuse.
Yeah. Well, she got halved with the male dragon, so she gained the male anatomy.
How do we know it was a male dragon?
Don't know.
Just
Just what
assuming
the authors assume.
it's gender.
Yeah. And they she keeps having a big scaly dragon dong. And one fic, Marcele had to help her learn to pee standing up. She didn't want to go to her brother because she knew her brother would be weird about it.
Understandable.
Yeah, that seems a fair depiction of Laos.
Oh.
That's not what I read though. I read two. One was Laos and the Sword,
Oh, okay, yeah.
and one was a love triangle that was quite cute
Okay.
of Marcele, Fallon, and the cat.
Yes.
Itsuzumi.
Okay.
But I'll save that for another time. For now, we're going to be looking at the RFP section because that's something we said we'd never do, but I had a quick look and some of these look quite funny.
Yeah, I feel like we're just going to read out basic titles and summaries. And we're not going to go too far into it because, well, we said we wouldn't, so we're sort of like walking the line.
Exactly. I mean, we always said we wouldn't. However, pretty much every episode we've talked about BTS.
That's true. Although recently, not so much.
Yeah, they have been calming
They're
down
slowly
lately.
falling out of fashion, I think.
Well, they did
The end of
split.
an era.
It's not that they've split up. Correct me if I'm wrong, any K-pop fans out there. They've been drafted into the army because at a certain age you have to do military service in South Korea. So BTS are currently in the army.
Quite a few European countries that do that as well.
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't
But
it?
imagine serving with BTS, though. Like, this random Korean kid you've been drafted, and then you've got these handsome lads next to you. Presumably, they're all in one unit.
I bet they whine like fuck.
Probably.
Well, I don't know. I'm stereotyping. I'm just like boy bands. Oh no, my hair. Shut up. We're at war.
Do you think they had to shave it all for boot camp?
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh,
Bless them.
someone's going to be upset about that.
Well, like they were wearing wigs anyway.
Were they?
Yeah, they have these little clip-on hair extensions that change the
Yeah.
shape of the front of their head, and apparently it's quite popular.
I had no idea.
It brings your hairline forward. Not that theirs was receding, it just sort of like changed the shape of the face a bit. Because I saw one thing where one of the members just unclipped it from his face, and everyone was like,
Hmm.
"Whoa!"
I would never have guessed.
No.
Admittedly, I've not paid much attention to them, but now I know.
Yeah, just showed up on a reel. I was just like, what the fuck? Oh, that's BTS.
So, who do you think would be popular in the RFP section?
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be real people and fictional characters.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I reckon Tom Holland's going to show up a lot.
Oh, he's going to be very popular. Timothée Chalamet as well.
Yeah, Timothée Chalamet.
Sorry, I vowed to pronounce his name wrong forever. Timmy Calamite is probably going to be in there. Quite popular. I've gained more respect from now I've seen Dune, but I'm still going to pronounce it like that, because that's how it looks as if it should be said.
You're just jealous of his hair.
And he does have nice hair.
He does have nice hair.
Jawline.
It's less of a line, more of a like right angle, isn't it?
Exactly.
He
looks like
the bottom of his face is like an artist's geometric shape.
You know that the Virgin/Chad memes.
Yeah.
It looks like they've put him through the Chad filter already. But that's just his face. The lucky man.
It's what Chads look like pre-puberty. He's got that.
That's
going
to be interesting when he hits puberty.
That weird baby face / chiseled jawline. It's like, what's going on?
Before we get into this, how old do you think Timmy Calamite is?
I'm going to reckon he's around the same age as Zendaya and say mid-20s.
I don't know how old Zendaya is.
I'm only guessing she's around mid-20s.
But I do know how old you are, Grace.
Well, I should hope so. You've known me long enough.
Exactly. He was born the same year as you.
Ah. Now you've just told everyone how old I was. Thank you, James.
Anytime.
You fucking cock.
Well, like... Also, his middle name's Hal, and I don't know why I find that so funny.
That's a good name. I like the name Hal.
Tim Hal Cal. That's why I find it funny.
All right.
Yeah.
THC.
Yeah, THC. Yeah. Congrats. You're the same age as Timmy Calamite.
Thank you very much. It's such
to
a
be
shame.
Fair, I'm...
It's such a shame he's not doing as well as me, despite being the same age
as me.
Yeah,
he's not doing as well as you, despite...
No, you'll get there one day, Tim. One day you too could host this show. Maybe be a guest.
Bollocks, what's her name? There's someone else I'm the same age of. Daisy Ridley. There you go.
Again, maybe she'll catch up with you one day.
Maybe she'll catch up with me one day.
Yeah, well.
I mean,
stay in your lanes, losers.
I've not starred in the inferior Star Wars trilogy,
so
I'm doing slightly better.
We're both doing better.
So, what I'm finding really interesting is the distribution of the century RFPs.
All right.
Because there are 17 first century RFPs.
Right.
And then other centuries get less popular until we get to the 12th century when there's 110.
Okay, I'm guessing my predictions are Jesus, everyone else gets boring, and then we get up to like 18th century it starts picking up?
19th? I don't know what then. 14th.
14th? What the fuck's going on there?
Well, 14th is 154. 15th is 572.
Okay,
16th is 671. Then by the 18th century, it's four digits.
So anything like after the Tudors suddenly starts getting interesting again?
Yeah.
All right, I'm guessing it's real people, as in royals. Because of films like The Other Berlin Girl and Elizabeth I and shit like that. And then, you know, moving on to other historical, like Victoria.
That makes sense.
That was a good one.
I'm curious who's popular by hits in 14th century real person fic. Hang on. Let's go by kudos. Okay, do you know who Marjorie Kemp is?
Marjorie Kemp?
Yeah.
It feels like a name I should know.
Yeah, I'm going to Google her. Actually, I'll send you the fic first.
Okay.
I have here...
Go on, Marjorie, whoever you are.
The Facebook of Marjorie Kemp by Naomi Kay. Modern AU, Marjorie has a Facebook, Marjorie has Twitter, and Marjorie has concerned family members. Summary, if you are unashamed of believing in the Lord Jesus or his unworthy servant who weeps whenever she thinks of him, then share this post. Let's find out who Marjorie Kemp is.
Notable works, The Book of Marjorie Kemp. Okay, so...
English Christian mystic.
The first autobiography in the English language. Her domestic tribulations, her extensive pilgrimages to the holy sites in Europe and the Holy Land, as well as her mystical conversations with God. She is honoured in the Anglican Communion, but is not canonised as a Catholic saint, according to Wikipedia.
She's got quite a nice handwriting.
Oh, for God, yeah, she does.
There's a picture in her Wikipedia. That is very fancy.
Yeah.
I can't read it, but that might be because it's been a couple hundred years.
I can read bits of it, but I can't actually. It's too curly for me.
Mm.
Oh, no, she employed a scribe.
That's disappointing. Her scribe, who...
He died
it's always the,
before
it's
completed.
There's always someone in history who takes credit for things, and... I want to hear more about the scribe.
Why?
Because they had nice handwriting and they did all the work.
They did. Okay, so we're going. All right, no, fuck off. The one time a woman actually does something and is noted for it, she's like, oh no, the bloke should get the credit for having nice handwriting.
Well, not...
What the fuck, James?
He should get the credit for having nice handwriting because he does have nice handwriting.
Yeah, he does, but just keep him out of it.
Okay.
This is her spotlight, bro.
Fine.
Let her have this.
I will. I just wanted it to be noted that the scribe was probably a cool dude.
Well, he died, so he's a loser. So carrying on.
Okay. Yeah, this fic is just what if she posted all of it to Facebook instead?
Oh, is it?
And people were just commenting on it.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. And just lots of different replies. That's nice. That's a nice touch. Okay. Who else is popular?
I mean, fuck knows what she was actually writing about.
From God.
She could have been nuts. We just don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, we don't know enough about her to really comment. All right, carrying on.
So, I've got one from the first century that I was curious about. And getting us back to our roots of smut.
I don't think smart is really our roots.
It kind of is.
No,
Nero is married, I'm bored, by Queer as Vague Rumours. This is Nero and Pythagoras.
Pythagoras.
Yes. The triangle man.
I know who he is, I'm just wondering why.
I don't know. But it was written for Kinktober and features colouring, exhibitionism, Nero is a woman, dubious consent, and slavery. Let me just check something.
I've glossed all the Latin I use at the end.
They have.
My God.
There's a Latin dictionary at the bottom. Hang on, I just need to check something.
I just saw a bit at the end. Imuro, imurara, whatever the fuck it says. To suck cock. Oh,
so,
for fuck's sake.
I know, Grace, you get miffed when I get nitpicky about fics. Nero and Pythagoras were not alive at the same time. There were 500 years between them. I just wanted to put that out there.
I just want to admit something. When I thought it was oh,
what?
Fuck's sake. I thought it meant Nero from Devil May Cry.
Oh.
not Emperor Nero.
No, this is Emperor Nero. The one who fiddled while Rome burned.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And you know what? I should have realised there wouldn't be historical accuracy, because this describes Pythagoras as a renowned gladiator. And not Triangle Man, who came up with a lot of clever stuff.
I mean, he always looks jacked in the paintings, doesn't he? They all do.
I guess so.
You know, toga on, one titty out, jacked arms, holding a slate.
There's a compelling argument. You've got me there.
Did Nero look jacked? I don't think he did.
I don't think so. I think he was more twinkish.
Yeah.
I can't remember from... I don't have a glossary of Roman statues to
quick,
hand.
Quick, someone get a bust.
Fine, I'll give him a quick Google.
I mean, he might just be like a lightweight instead of, and maybe Pythagoras is more like a heavyweight.
Oh
category.
No, he the first painting that comes up, he's got a dad bod.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he is not twinkish at all. Apologies for the historical inaccuracy on this fanfiction show.
Sorry, Nero.
Would it be mean to describe him as a chonker?
You're going to have to send me this
yeah,
picture
I'll,
of him.
I'll put a picture in. I'll put him in Smash or Pass.
Yeah, go on Smash Discord. Or Pass.
Yep. Come on. There you go.
Oh, yeah. He's got a...
You
one,
see what
two,
I mean?
Three. He's got about four chins, bless him.
He does.
But then he can eat and drink. He doesn't look happy. I tell you what, I don't think that was... Now, I'm going to be nitpicky now. I don't think that was drawn...
You know, you're right, it
was
around
the time he was alive.
Because if you zoom in, this was painted by Abraham Janssens in 1575.
Mm.
No, that's when Abraham was born. He didn't come out of the womb ready to paint that. It was painted sometime between 1575 and 1632.
Right.
Okay, here's a possibly more contemporary one. I don't know. It's a statue. It's also not particularly flattering. He looks like he would say m'lady is
yeah.
the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, he's got a beard on his neck, but not his chin.
Welcome to Smash or Pass Historical Figures.
He does look like he needs a fedora.
He does.
But like, oh Christ. I don't think he was well liked, James.
No, Rome burned under his watch. Hence the saying he fiddled while Rome burned.
All right.
Okay. Any other centuries we want to look at?
Sure.
Pick one.
I don't. Let's go 18th century, because I reckon there's going to be someone who thinks Mr. Darcy is a real person.
Wait, what? He wasn't?
Shut up.
Oh no! I know why the 18th century is popular.
Why?
Biggest one by kudos: Alexander Hamilton, John Laurens.
Yeah, boy.
Also, Marquis de Lafayette.
See, I thought you'd like that.
Of course. I should have... I forgot that Hamilton happened.
I thought it was 1700s that sort of shit happened.
1781's when it kicked off, which was the 18th century.
Yeah, I always forget that just because it's 18th century, it
means
the one before.
One.
So mm-hmm. I suppose I should be saying 19th century. Yeah.
And Hamilton died shortly after 1800. Assuming this musical is historically accurate, which I don't think it is.
Does that mean we're born in the 20th century?
We were, yeah.
Does that mean people born afterwards are born in the 21st century?
We're in the 21st century now, Grace.
I feel like I've missed something. No, you're right.
are you gaslighting me here? Are you being Philomena Kunk?
No, I just... Numbers. The moment numbers come into anything, it all it gives me the brain scramblies.
Okay, here's the system. Year one was in the first century, right?
Yeah.
Which means year 100 was the second century.
Okay.
So you just got to add one to the century number.
Okay.
So the 20th century.
So
was,
if you were born in the year 2000.
Yep.
You'd be 20th century.
Yeah.
So if you were born in the 90s. It would be the same.
If you're born in the 90s, it would be the 20th century.
But if you're... Yeah, that's what I meant. So if you're born in the... Mm-hmm. So if you're born in the 2000s, you're 21st century.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're 20th century, and the people after us are 21st century.
Yes.
That's what I said, bro.
No, you said anyone born in 2000 was the 20th century.
So what I first said was literally just that. I said...
Yeah, you were one century off.
Okay. All right, I'm
yeah, and anyone born from 2000 to 2024, where we are now,
living
that's
in the
21st century.
21st century.
Well, we're all living in the 21st century, but they were also born in it.
We're 20th century people living in the 21st century.
We are, yes.
God. I feel like we should be older.
Oh, boy.
Maths on the shipping forecast. Ta-da!
Welcome to Grace's Taught How to Count, a story.
It's more of a trial, really.
So of the 18th century RFPs, of the 2,600 of them, 1,200 of them, so roughly half maths, is Hamilton.
Okay, so riddle me this.
Go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I read about the 1800s,
Okay.
It's always labelled as the 18th century.
The 1800s would be the 19th century.
I know, and it fucks me off because every time I look it up, that's what it's labelled as.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't know who's labelling that.
Like, I was looking up stuff about the Regency period and it kept saying 18th century. And I was just like...
Wait, when was the Regency?
Regency period was like the 1800s.
Hmm.
So, it was like late 1700s had... The 1700s had ended. Yeah. And then like, it was Pride and Prejudice era. It was like 1810 to 1835, I think. Because yeah, so according to the Regent was alive.
Mm. According to the Bastion of All Knowledge, Regency area was 1795 to 1837.
So more of it, yeah.
Mostly the 19th century.
Yeah, yet labelled as the 18th. Okay.
Mm.
That'll be why.
As a brief aside, I bought a thing a while back for... It's called Regency Cthulhu. It's an expansion for Call of Cthulhu. For specifically if you want to run Pride and Prejudice with Eldritch Horrors.
I see.
It was £20 and I have no regrets.
I mean, bear in mind, Pride, Prejudice and Zombies was very good.
Exactly.
And Sense, Sensibility and Sea Monsters was also quite good.
Exactly. So it's got rules for insanity, but also rules for dances.
Oh my god. Of course.
And rules for if you want to be like a Mr. Darcy person. Or more of a commoner.
I see.
Yeah.
Rules of social etiquette.
Right, okay. RFPs for the 20th century. Sorted by kudos. Who do you suppose the most popular one is about?
What, in the whole of the 1900s?
20th century, so the one we were born in. From 1900 to 1999.
Yeah, 1900s.
It feels weird to call it that, I'll be honest.
Yeah, 20th century is the 1900s.
I don't like that. That feels weird.
It makes sense to me.
No, I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
It makes me feel old.
Oh, shut up!
No,
God's sake.
It's not just me, because I remember reading about someone. They were a teacher and they were asked, is it okay if I cite this paper from the 1900s? And they're like, okay, a bit old, but sure. And it was from 1995. And it just doesn't fit. 1900s feels like 1900 to 1910, in my mind. That's what the 1900s refers to.
Yeah, well, so everyone thinks of the swinging 20s and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roaring I'll give you a hint. Even. The most popular fic by Kudos is from the 1980s.
Ooh. So much happened in the 1980s. I'm guessing it's David Bowie?
No.
Is it Prince?
No.
Is it a singer?
No.
Is it a president?
No.
Is it a politician of any sort?
No.
Is it a character?
No, it's a real person, Vic.
Yeah, it doesn't stop them. Is it someone people think is a real person but isn't actually?
It is absolutely a real person. It is Jeffrey Dahmer. Summer 1980 by Moonstruck Kid.
I hope he's being beaten to death in all these fics.
No, this is slow burn gay.
No, brother, Fred. Why? No.
Fred, so.
No.
Oh, wow, they're not kidding. This is slow burn. If you want to get directly to the smut without reading the whole story, jump to chapter 60.
Wow, that is a slow burn.
Yeah.
I don't understand the interest in serial killers.
Nah, it's not one for me.
It's not, like, fake ones, it's fine because they're fictional and you can sort of displace yourself. But real people, like, in reality, it's so different.
Agreed.
No.
Second one's also serial killer. That one's Ted Bundy. Ooh, I don't know what decade he was.
He's the one with the beard, I think.
I don't know.
I think... I can't remember. He was a nasty piece of work as well.
Below that is the Cray twins.
Okay, I'm blaming television for glamorizing.
Yeah, that one
nonsense.
I'm blaming because they cast Tom Hardy as both of the Cray twins. So it's probably more objectifying Tom Hardy than it is objectifying the actual Kray twins.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's people crushing on the actors and just calling. Because instead of going, oh, this actor in this role, they've just gone.
I think so, yeah.
Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, Kray twins.
Give them a bit more of a bad boy vibe than what Tom Hardy probably is in real life.
Mm.
I'm getting out of 20th century. Time to leave.
I think we just need to find people who aren't serial killers.
I can't.
I know.
I got to the second page and we'd moved on. The good news is we'd moved on from serial killers. The bad news is we'd moved on to Hitler.
Oh.
Who I guess is technically a serial killer. I mean, he's
usually
that feels like you're doing him a disservice if you call him a serial killer, because he's a much bigger scale.
I mean, at least you can credit the others with actually getting their hands dirty. This one did it from a distance, and he loses a lot.
That's true.
I'd have thought he would show up more as satire than.
Well, it was in Chinese, so I wasn't sure.
It's probably satire, bro.
I'd hope so.
You know. He doesn't look like he's being played by a dishy actor, so it's probably going to be satire.
I'd hope so. I don't think any dishy actors have played Hitler, I suppose, aside from Charlie Chaplin.
Takeo Watiti.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Again, it was a comedy, but you know.
Touché. Okay, let's get away from time. I want to see what else is in the RFPs.
What's the Tudor era like? Admittedly, they're all killers as well, because, you know...
When was the Tudors?
Tudors, I believe, was 1400s.
Hang on. I'll have a look for Tudor RFP. The Tudors actor RFP, which is probably not what we're after. Oh, God. I didn't realize this turned into a history show. Right, when was Henry VIII alive? 1509, which was...
Yeah, I was close. Woo!
Which was... What century?
16th.
Yes.
Yay.
Nice.
I'm learning. Do I get a gold star?
You sure do.
Yay.
Henry VIII, not the most popular ship for this century, however.
Yeah, he was so shit. Like, he ended up with 8 wives.
He is the second, third, oh, and 10th most popular.
Who's above him?
William Shakespeare.
Go on, William.
And Christopher Marlowe.
Willie Shakes and Christopher. Who's Christopher?
I don't know.
Well, he's got to be like... Well,
let's find
out. Yeah, we've got to find out who this guy is, because, you know, like... He's come directly under Willie Shakes.
Marlowe. Yeah. Christopher Marlowe was an English poet from the same era.
Oh.
Some scholars also believe he greatly influenced William Shakespeare.
Okay, maybe this was the guy he was writing those love letters to, because I heard he did that.
Oh, I don't know. Shakespeare authorship theory.
I know that there was a lot of contention with, what was it, Walter Raleigh?
Raleigh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That maybe he had written all the Shakespeare stuff, because apparently Shakespeare couldn't write.
That's something that's come up on Marlowe's Wikipedia page, actually.
Mm.
An argument has arisen. Ugh, I can't speak today.
Arisen.
An argument has arisen about the notion that Marlowe faked his death and then continued to write under the assumed name of William Shakespeare.
Oh, fuck.
Academic consensus rejects alternative candidates for authorship of Shakespeare's plays and sonnets, including Marlowe. So, possibly the same person.
Huh.
Who knows?
Huh. Weird.
That's a hell of a rabbit hole. He wrote... what's he write? Faustus looks to be one of his.
Oh, shit, Faust.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'll
the
watch.
Tragedy of Dido.
Tragedy of what?
Dido.
Oh, I don't know about that one. I just know the singer.
Tamburlaine?
No, I don't know that one.
Dr. Faustus? Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, I know that one. That's shit all, that
Edward
one.
Edward II?
No, I don't know.
The Massacre at Paris?
No, I don't know that one.
That's all that's on his Wikipedia.
Okay, I know one of his many works.
You might know more if he's secretly Shakespeare.
I know more of Shakespeare's works.
Mm-hmm. I think we all do.
Dr. Faustus is a good story. I quite like that one.
Yeah, yeah, that's a cool one. Yeah, there's a lot of shipping of the two of them, though.
Oh, right. Hmm.
A lot of enemies to lovers in here, too.
Hmm.
Right. Zirafel and Crowley in the 16th century.
What, on the real person fix?
Yeah.
So I was expecting like maybe Romeo and Juliet being like mistaken for being real people.
Okay, I don't think this author suspects Crowley and Aziraphale are real people.
You just don't know in this world, bro. You just don't. No.
This is them meeting real people.
I see.
So the characters are John Dee, who is a mathematician.
Mm-hmm.
Giordano Bruno, who sounds like a JoJo character, but was actually a philosopher.
That's such a shame. He could be both.
Giordano Bruno. It's the love child of Bruno Bucherati and Giorno Giovanna. Will Shakespeare and Death.
Well, Death is everywhere.
The Pratchett Death, by the looks of things.
I love Pratchett Death.
Yeah, he's the fun one.
Despite
this author, it's more... Yeah. It's more... this is set in Cambridge as well.
Oh. The Dreaming Prologue set in
Trinity College, which I think is... I think I've had been to a party there.
Oh, get you in Trinity College. Yeah.
So my work used to book one of the colleges, and then we got bought out by a larger American company, and the budget got sliced into a quarter, and we never went back.
Ah, oh, that happens. Alas. Something similar with our place, where we were doing really well one year. We went to Newmarket Nights for the work do, mm-hmm. which I couldn't go to. And apparently it was like 20 quid drinks or something all on the company card, and then we could never go again. I don't know what was going on there. I didn't get to go. But yeah, that was big. Mm. But that's a shame.
I know.
I know someone else who had a
Christmas party.
Who had a party because they went to Cambridge Uni.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how true this is, but apparently they had like a royal visit party. I don't know which member it was. I don't think it was a big one. It was like a little member, a little royal. And they got to eat swan as their roast. They had a roast swan with...
Oh, because the royals are the only people that can permit you to have swan,
yeah.
If I remember rightly.
Yeah, so they had like swan with carrots, nips and tatties, gravy, Yorkshire pudding.
Very nice.
Really nice wine. And then, like, really shit dessert. I don't know what it was, but apparently it was terrible. Yeah, and apparently swan tastes like a mixture between chicken and fish. So we're not really missing out on much.
Which is kind of what a swan is.
Yeah. But
a mixture of a chicken and a fish.
It's just shit, apparently. Like, you'd rather duck. Like, if you're gonna have a waterfowl, have a duck. It's fine.
Duck is quite nice.
People were only hunting down swans because they were poor and because swans were big birds that you could kill and eat. That's why they went extinct in the first place, and people were using them as hats. So that's why they went under the royal protection. Which is why they've got such a fucking attitude.
Don't say you didn't learn anything from us.
It explains the attitude as well. You fight a swan and they're like, come at me, mate, I'm untouchable. And you're just like, yeah, you're right, but the police aren't around, and you end up having to boot it in the face back into the river anyway. It's just fucking
do not do that.
No, don't do that. But like, if you have to win the fight, like survive, you can run away or you can
just
hold
leave
your own.
Yeah,
but if you're cornered like I was, you've only got one choice, and that's to win. Right, so he was
I'm
fine.
Gonna have to cut that out.
I'm joking.
Okay,
that didn't happen.
It's always hard to tell.
I'll tell you what did happen though.
Oh, God.
I was feeding ducks, and a swan came up behind me, nipped me, frightened the shit out of me. Because it was like a slope. I slipped on the slope and fell into the river. And then I crawled out as fast as I could, like dripping, stinking of duck poo. And just, it was horrible. And I ran away. So it's not a tale of bravery up against swans. It was... I was jump scared.
There is no such thing as bravery in the face of swan.
I mean, it's taught me to be brave in the face of swan. I just haven't met the challenge yet.
Arts and sciences, RFP.
Okay.
Actually really disappointing.
Okay.
Because I'm on the first page, sorting by kudos, and it's almost exclusively Tom Hiddleston.
What? Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah.
In arts and science?
Yeah, I guess art includes actors.
It's a bit weak. I'd have thought it'd be actual artists and not actors. But
I was hoping for artists and scientists. I wanted to read about Yuri Gagarin,
so,
but no. who I realise is not a scientist, but I think he still counts,
I think,
you know?
I put him under Explorer.
Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah.
I did find this, though, which is neither real nor persons. Hang on. Well, one of them's a real object. You know what? No, that's unfair. I'm going to call it a real person.
Where did you put in this?
This is Prime Opportunity by Gokuma. The ship is Optimus Prime and the Opportunity Rover.
Oh my god. So, okay.
It's about Optimus Prime rescuing the Opportunity Rover. Yeah. Its battery was running low and Optimus comes in.
Surely this should be RBF instead of RPF, so for real robot fix.
Or yeah.
Real...
RR.
RRF, even.
Mm-hmm.
What was I thinking would be?
Bots, I guess.
Probably bots.
In the darkness, everything grew cold and dull and quiet. She could no longer move. Her senses didn't work. Her memories, her sense of purpose, were dimming out as the battery levels got lower and lower.
Oh, there's fan art.
There is fan art.
Oh, it's so cute.
It's Optimus's big arms reaching out, going, "Welcome. I'm glad I found you."
Ah.
Yeah, it's cute. I was getting to the wholesome bit there.
It's deranged, but it's cute.
This is not deranged. This is wholesome as fuck.
It is.
How dare
this is,
no.
But I don't see robots as people, and it's fucking Optimus Prime.
I see the Opportunity Rover as a real person.
Oh no.
However, this has led me to Space Explorers RFP.
Okay.
RP. I keep calling it RPF. Yeah. I'm so bad at this. And this is the second most popular one in Space Explorers.
Okay.
In fact, most of these are about the Opportunity Rover.
The fuck? What is going on with the... It's a hunk of metal with some software. I don't understand. Why are people...
It died out there on Mars
it
alone.
It didn't die. It's just
it
a
cried.
Robot. There's...
It was so sad.
I hate computers. It didn't die. It's just a thing.
This is slander.
No, honestly, no, it's not. It's an object. It's an object.
It's cute.
Do you cry when your phone dies?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't want it to die.
Because it's useless, or because
its light will blink out,
or because you've named it something.
I haven't named it yet.
Yet.
And let's move on.
What the fuck? It's an object.
I'm kind of disappointed Elon Musk is included in Space Explorer's real person fix.
I thought he'd...
That doesn't seem right.
I thought it'd be coming under RCP, but...
Real cunts.
Sorry,
fix.
RCF. Yeah. Thank you, yes. Real cunt fix.
Amen.
Amen.
Sergei Korolev and Yuri Gagarin, at last. It is all in Russian, but it is 30,000 words long. Glad he's getting some rep.
Go on, Yuri. Did anyone from the Terror make it?
I'm in Space Explorers, and unfortunately the Terror did not go to space.
Oh, I didn't realise you were specifically under space.
Yeah, it was a tag I just went off. It's Space Exploration.
What
RFP.
About just Exploration? We might get Christopher Columbus or something.
Sure, but I just want to shout out there's lots of fix about Laika coming home safe and sound.
Oh, Laika.
And... I know you don't empathise with any of the rovers, but surely you're pleased about Laika.
I am very pleased about Laika, because a dog is not a machine.
Good. Okay.
A dog is a real living thing. I wonder if in 30, 40 years' time, when I get cancelled because, like, I don't believe robots are people, and they're like, wow, you're so old-fashioned, and I'm
wow,
just like,
Grace.
I don't understand... And I am that awful person at the Christmas dinner who's just like, I don't believe that you should have rights. And they're like, oh, Grace, shut up, no one likes you. Shut up, Grandma. And it's just like, ugh. Why has the world gone mad?
At this point, I feel like I could go either way, to be honest. Like, I like cute robots. I like Opportunity, Curiosity, all of them. ChatGPT could die in a fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think ChatGPT should have rights.
Okay, I think robots should be made...
But the Curiosity Rover should.
Robots should be made to make shit things bearable, like accountancy, bookkeeping, like all the boring aspects of life that no one wants to do. But at the moment, it's doing all the things that humans love to do, like drawing and and writing things. And it's just like, stop it. Do the shit things we don't want to do. Do my washing up, yeah?
We have a machine for that, Grace.
Yeah, but you still got to load it. You've still got to load
it. Yeah, yeah, you do.
We don't have a robot that goes around and cleans your house.
Yeah, we do. That's the Roomba.
No, but it's not going to, like, do the corners and what the cobwebs. It's not going to clean the shelves. It just rolls around on the floor.
Yeah, I guess we need to work on that. Aha, okay. Oh, never mind. Damn it. Someone has tagged a fic saying Captain James Fitzsimmons fandom, and I was hoping that would lead to the whole Terror expedition, but it's not. It's just fics about the TV show The Terror, which is very good, to be fair.
I quite like The Terror.
Aha, Polar Explorer RFP. Ooh. RPF. I'm never going to get it right.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You know, it's going to be full of that trope where it's cold and you got to cuddle for warmth.
Yes, yes, it
it's
is.
It's perfect.
I'm fine with that. The top one is Francis Crozier and Anne Coleman Ross.
I don't know who he
is. I don't know who. Francis Crozier led the Terror expedition.
Oh.
He's the one who was played by the bloke from Chernobyl.
Oh, okay.
The no-nonsense man who got his shit together. Well, I'm basing this on the TV show, not the actual knowledge of the Northwest Passage expedition.
For a minute, I thought I'd come across the Polar Express, and I was just like, what? No, it's wrong.
That could be good.
No.
We've got... Yeah. You're in the Arctic with a beautiful boy, and he won't tell you that he loves you, but he loves you, and you love him. Or a night of merry drinking leads to a drunken fumble between midshipman Crozier and Ross.
Yeah, there's a lot of him and James Clark Ross.
Crikey. Yeah.
James Ross out Shackleton. In the Arctic looking for Francis. Fucking Francis. Who's Apsley Cherry Gerard and Dennis?
I have no idea.
Oh, Merpeople Alternate Universe. After coming home, Cherry finds himself loose on the world and nothing keeping him tethered to reality. Huh. Oh.
There's a lot of Polar Explorer real person fics.
Yeah.
Like, lots. This is a popular topic. And most of the relationships are from the Terror Expedition.
Yeah, I'm seeing the tags and it's stuff like... Well, you got like your basic Praise Kink Daddy issues. And then you've got amputation.
Well, that did happen a lot out at sea.
Attempted murder.
That also happened a lot at sea.
And then it's vomiting, hand jobs, and then, you know, it's just like, alright.
That probably also happened a lot at sea.
Mm. Crikey. I feel like airmen probably got a better time of it. But then again, there's nowhere to shit in a plane.
That's true. Plus, you're not up... I imagine plane expeditions, you do land for a bit.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know.
Well, I suppose you'd have to refuel, wouldn't you? So.
Also that, yeah.
Well, a good big wooden ship just relies on wind. Good old-fashioned...
Exactly.
Good old-fashioned wind. Where anything can happen.
For a long time.
And your anchor doesn't reach all the way to the bottom, so you could be moving anywhere. Good God.
Well, I hope you're happy.
I'm just imagining being on a ship in that century going, oh, it'd be awful.
Cold, isn't it?
It's horrible. It's so horrible.
But you get to dress up all cool.
Yeah, but you're freezing your tits off.
They've got so much sick drip.
Yeah, but long johns
you cannot deny,
aren't
like,
doing shit.
The British naval uniform of the 17th to 19th century looked sick as fuck.
For its time, I would agree.
Blue coats, lots of layers.
I thought we had red coats.
The Terror Expedition, it was all blue.
Yeah, I suppose. It's just, you know.
I think Navy was normally blue or black. I don't know. I guess it depends where you were.
I mean, that's an expedition. If you're talking like military, it'd have been red.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, both look sick.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm specifically thinking about the Terror and their uniforms.
Yeah, that's, the Terror was cool. Like,
yeah.
Looking like a nutcracker, little less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't dress up like that. Grace, you care about Formula One, right?
No, why?
Oh, there's a lot of Formula One real person fics.
Is there?
Like 20,000.
Is it like love-hate relationships between Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton?
Let's find out. Let's find out. The top relationship is Charles Leclerc.
Yeah, Charles Leclerc.
And Max Verstappen, yeah.
Ah, okay.
3,000 of them.
Crikey.
Yeah. That's bigger than Dungeon Meshi.
What is it? What? Yeah. Is this because of Drive to Survive? Which was like it was a Formula One drama documentary thing.
I've no idea.
It's on Netflix if you want to watch it. I'm not that into
Formula One.
I doubt it's actually about Formula One. Again, I've not actually seen all of it, so.
Got you.
Drive to Survive. So shut up.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so Verstappen. I don't know a lot about him. I just know that a lot of people don't like him because he's a bit of a prick.
I see.
Young and
so
cocky.
He's the bad boy in this ship.
I assume so.
Okay.
But then I think he's Mercedes? No, maybe.
I don't know.
All I know is I've worked mainly for, like, doing Red Bull parts, so maybe I've just heard slander because I've done stuff for the opposing team.
Oh, could be.
I don't know. But then again, I should know who drives Red Bull, but I don't because I'm shit. So, you know, there we are.
There is one fic. Shout out to Nick. Great British Railway Journeys.
Go on.
It's a Harry Potter fic, though.
Oh, fuck
there's,
off.
There's not real people.
No, the trains are real. It'll be the, real train.
Well, yeah, the trains are real.
Real train fix.
161 in the Great British Bake Off.
Oh, go on, Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood.
We've already done that one.
Oh, I mean, we keep coming back to it. Like,
yeah, we can always come back. They're fun.
Yeah.
Most popular one there is Serena Campbell and Bernie Wolf.
Serena Campbell and Bernie? What are they doing? I suppose
they're
a celebrity
I don't know who
one.
They are. Oh, they're from Holby City.
That'll be why. It's a celebrity one.
Yeah.
Eish.
Merlin.
Merlin?
Batman.
I thought this was real person.
Yeah, it's ones with two fandoms.
Well, so this is like Bake Off.
So the Bake Off is real, but Merlin isn't. And the two of them are just meshed together.
I see. So it's like BBC Merlin.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder how they're that actor's doing, because like, they'd have grown up by now.
They were already like mid-20s when they filmed it, I think.
Yeah, I know, but they looked quite young. I'm wondering...
They did.
I'm wondering if they're less fluffy and more haggard now. I don't know.
I heard the term for that not too long ago.
What, haggard?
Twink death.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me about twink death.
Yeah. I think that's what you're describing.
Hmm. I had a weird dream where I wrote a book about it.
Huh.
Not like a proper book, but I wrote a comic about it. And I don't...
So I'll cut...
I don't understand why. Never mind.
I'll cut this if it is too close to home. I actually had a dream about you last night.
Why?
I was trying to hack into your computer.
But not difficult.
It then hit me that the password is either Pepper123.
Right.
Or Midnight123. Your previous cat.
Oh, right.
And it fucking worked.
No!
Just like, right, I'm in.
No!
Was that not... Is that your password?
I don't even know my own passwords, but it probably wouldn't be one of them.
I see.
I don't name passwords after my cats.
Okay. Well, that was the dream. I was like, aha, I'm in. I don't even know what I was looking for, but that's what happened.
I'll tell you what is funny, like, I knew someone so well that I knew that all their pins for, like, their phone were going to be, like, the date of their birth.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, nah, there's no way. And I entered it and I fucking got in. I was like,
aww. Oops.
I know you too well. And she was like, holy fuck.
Never again.
I'm going to change that now. And I was like, yeah, I bet I'll guess the next one as well. And she was like, no, you won't. It's going to be your mum's name. Oh, fuck off.
So purely by chance, one of my friends, okay, as when we were like 15, 16, we always joked about his hot sister.
Okay.
And it was like, yeah, this guy's hot sister. Hey. Well, she wasn't even, I mean, she's nice looking, but it was formative because we had a sleepover at his house and she came down in just her bra. And that memory was just...
Oh, nothing else.
Oh, no, she was like a bra and jeans.
Okay.
We were like 14, 15, so this was like a revelation for us.
Shut up.
So that that became a running joke. And we knew what her birthday was.
Mm.
And purely by chance, my bank card, same date as her birthday.
Oh, for God's sake.
Like, no, it came... You know when you get your bank card, it comes to this is your code.
Yeah.
And I was looking and went, that's his sister's birthday. I was like, hey. So.
Idiot.
So actually, that's how I always remember.
You told all the boys and you woke up broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
No, that didn't happen.
And you've changed it since?
No.
Bro.
To this day, it's still that. Yeah.
Cut. Cut it out.
I feel like that was vague enough that no one's going to get my bank PIN number based on that. Like, the people who know who I'm talking about already know that PIN and are fairly trustworthy.
Right.
I might cut this anyway. We'll see.
But yeah, you never know how people can find this shit out these days.
That's true.
Also, you just have to fall out with one person.
Also true.
And yeah, they know shit about you.
Would Nick be upset if we talked about the 650, the Grand Tour, real person fix without him?
Yes.
Do you want to do it anyway?
No.
Okay.
I can resist the temptation.
What do you suppose is the most popular ship among the Top Gear trio?
People ship them?
Yeah.
With each other?
Yeah. Of the 641 fics about them, just under the Grand Tour name, 149 are explicit.
Okay, I'm on the energy I get from watching Top Gear.
Okay.
Clarkson is the tallest and the oldest.
Okay.
James is doddery. And Richard Hammond is the shortest. So I reckon tallest and shortest. So Clark and Hammond.
Okay. It's actually a trick question. The most popular one is all three of them as a three-way.
Oh, of course they do everything together.
The second most popular is Jeremy Clarkson / James May.
Bloody hell. You see, I look at James May and I don't think he's, like, neurotypical enough to like sex.
Sorry, which one? James May?
Yeah, he just...
He
looks like he'd rather be assembling Lego. And, you know, fair play to him, but he doesn't strike me as someone who has or ever will have sex. Just, I don't know why.
I think he's married with kids.
I'm sure he is. It's just the vibe I get.
Like, fair enough.
Okay, right now, try
I know
and
what
imagine,
you mean.
Imagine it. Imagine
I don't want to imagine James May getting laid.
Try. You can't.
I don't want to.
You can't, can you?
I don't want to.
You can't.
He's been married since 2020.
Has he?
Yeah.
2020, that all?
Yeah.
That's recent. Was he married before?
You say recent, it's been 24 years. Not according to Wikipedia.
2020?
Yeah. That was 24 years ago.
2020 was 4 years ago.
2000. Fuck me. Yeah, he got married in 2000.
Okay.
Ignore me.
We got there, and you were just like, that was years ago.
It's me that doesn't know about linear time.
I've been going to you for advice. This is the blind leading the fucking blind, James. What's going on? What century are we in?
Oh, it sure is.
Trust broken.
No kids, but they do own a pub together.
Shit hot.
That is surprising, actually. Now you say, maybe you've cracked something here.
They're life partners. They're not actually married.
Yeah, she's his beard.
Maybe, or they're both like, don't have sex. They're just friends. And they're like, fuck it, tax breaks. I don't know. Do you want to own a pub together? Yeah, team. Yeah. You know.
They were known for their breakfast parties, and. All that. You know how it works.
He's never had sex in his life. He can't.
You heard it here first, folks.
It's pure speculation, but it just doesn't strike me as someone who would be interested in it. He's got better things to do.
I have a bit of lore of me and Grace to talk about.
Do you?
About a year ago, we came back to mine briefly, and we were just like, right, we're tired. Let's just find something random on Netflix. And what we found was a show called How to Build a Sex Room.
Sex Dungeon. Oh, yeah.
There are 5 works in How to Build a Sex Room, Real Person Fic.
No.
And for background, How to Build a Sex Room, it was like Pimp My Ride / like Changing Rooms and all of those kind of...
But
hosted by Mary Berry lookalike. But it was about building a sex room. And people are writing fics about it now. And yeah, there's one with Blackbeard and Edward Teat. Blackbeard and Steed, I should say.
All right. What the fuck?
They bring in that woman, Melanie Rose, and she builds them a sex room on their ship.
Would I lie to you, Lee Mack, Victoria Conran Mitchell, and David Mitchell?
Wait, what? Where's that one?
Oh, sorry, I can't say that. It's got a lock on it.
Oh. Oh, that's why I can't see it.
Oh, my.
I'm not logged in on my phone.
Yeah, I've got to remember not to look at the lock ones, which is a shame.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, we can shout that out.
It's a goddamn shame.
Shall we look through the David Mitchell Lee Mack tag? Because I could see that being like a popular ship.
Yeah, go on.
You know, I'll head to Would I Lie to You.
There's 163 of them.
Yeah, I can believe it. Have you watched any clips of them together?
I mean, I've watched Would I Lie to You.
Yeah, they're definitely shipbait.
A lot of these are locked. All of them are locked.
Yeah, I'm only seeing 43 works in Lee Mack / David Mitchell.
Why are they all locked, do you reckon?
I don't know.
Oh no, I found one that isn't locked. Would I Lie to You, fan art, Dead Fish Kid. And it's
post it.
Catboy David Mitchell.
Post that shit. I want to see Catboy David Mitchell.
Oh, it won't load.
Oh.
What was it called? I think the link's broken.
What are you searching by?
Would I Lie to You, brackets, fan art by Dead Fish
Kid. Are you sorted
Kid?
By date, date
no,
posted?
It's on random.
Oh. Oh, no, no. I think I see. Yeah, I see the one you mean. And yeah, that's broken for me too. Dead Fish Kid, on the off chance you're out there, please update your links. I want to see the Catboy David Mitchell art.
Me too.
Fuck it. You know what? Let's see if Google can find it. If I type in David Mitchell, Catboy.
No.
No. I'm sorry.
I tell you what I have been told. I've been told that Wattpad is better for Real Person Fix than AO3.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very different community on there.
Do you want to jump over to Wattpad?
I'm scared, but I could do.
Let's do it.
I don't like change. Oh, no.
I know you don't.
Oh, it's going to be a new format. Oh, God.
Okay. I'll type Real Person Fic. See what comes up. Oh, I don't think I like this format.
Scary, isn't it? It's too new. I can't cope. Back to AO3 where it's
safe. Typing Real Person Fic didn't help either.
Maybe they're
What? Hang on. Non-fiction. There's a non-fiction section on Wattpad.
But
yeah.
Why are people writing their thesis on there or something? What's going on?
Well, I've got 500 psychology facts here.
Okay. That's interesting.
Human Psychology by Gerhard Beltran is on Wattpad.
Is this where the autism test is?
It should be.
It's weird because Wattpad used to be the place where if you wanted to read about, I don't know, the cast of Harry Potter having ridiculous orgies, like you'd go there.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know. Like,
well, they've got a non-fiction
Brothers.
Section.
I don't know. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Hang on, I just need to show you this picture. So this is written in a alphabet I do not recognize. But apparently it is non-fiction. I'll put them in Smash or Pass because there are beefy boys here.
Okay.
All I know is that is non-fiction. The size difference alone in that picture. So there's a man leaning on, like, you know, the school lockers you get in American TV. And then there's someone a whole head smaller walking in a suit.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, that man's massive. Nothing about this is real.
I'm wondering if it's Korean, but in a font.
No, it's not Korean. It's one of the Indian ones. I just don't know which one.
Urdu? No.
I don't know. There's so many.
It comes up number 17 for whatever reason. But it's called Flesh. Or At Flesh. Well, that's what it looks like it is, anyway. Who is it, anyway?
I don't know. I don't even think those are real people. I think that that's... One of them looks AI-generated.
Yeah, but it could be based off a real person.
Oh, maybe.
You know,
I have no idea. One thing I do like is that the categories are adventure, fan fiction, horror, mystery, science fiction, short story, werewolf.
Sri Lankan. It's Sinhala, which is Sri Lankan.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yay!
Oh, I'm glad we learned something today. I'm going back to AO3.
Probably wise.
Wattpad scares me.
And so it should.
Not that AO3 doesn't scare me, but there's comfort in the format.
It's a devil we know, isn't it?
It's a much better format.
The devil we know than the devil we don't.
British comedy.
Oh yeah, I forgot that's why we were on there.
No surprises there. Actually, no, there is a surprise. The third most popular. So we start with Tom Hiddleston and an original female character. Fair enough.
Okay.
Second in British comedy, we got David Tennant and Michael Sheen. Fair enough. Then we get David Mitchell and Lee Mack. I personally think they should be honoured to be held that high.
Yeah, that is quite high.
Yeah. Benedict Cumberbatch is two more down.
Oh.
Yeah. In fact, I'd go as far as to say David Mitchell and Lee Mack are probably the most popular British comedians having sex on AO3.
Hmm.
So now you've learned something. He's also shipped with Charlie Brooker, who writes Black Mirror.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Kunk on Earth, your new favourite. Okay, are there any others we should check out while we're here?
What about Real Biology Fix?
Oh, I'm curious about that, yeah.
No, maybe not.
Why not?
I don't know, I just realised it'd be animals.
Oh, right, yeah. Also true.
A fucking love life between an elephant and a... We'd just end up with Zootopia or something, wouldn't we?
Oh, God. We will save the Zootopia for another day. I'm not experiencing that.
There's a second one coming out.
Yeah, there is.
You've watched Zootopia, haven't you?
Yeah, with you. Yeah.
No. So, anyway... The content itself is quite funny and quite lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
But the fandom is disturbed. Some of them.
Yes. I've heard about the abortion comic.
Yeah, but not just that, but like, it's just... I don't know. Either way, they're expecting in the second one, they want to see if fucking Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde have somehow managed to fucking breed together, and I'm just like, oh,
I mean,
my god.
I think we're all a bit curious about that, to be honest.
One's
but... So I've posted Kunk on Aziraphale by Gay Dreaming.
Okay, I'm interested.
Philomena Kunk's new special, Kunk on Books, brings Philomena to a bookshop of a certain ethereal bookworm.
Is it just going to be her missing all the obvious holy shit?
Probably. That seems like her jam.
Why have I accidentally clicked on a dungeon meshy fic? What's going on? What is this?
Have I accidentally posted a dungeon meshy fic?
Where have you posted this?
Fix for part 1.
That's why I clicked on the... Fix for part 2. That's why. Haha.
Over the years, reading has unfortunately become a necessary evil within our society. There are lots of things to read these days. The manual to set up your microwave. Those manifestos that weirdos post online before they kill a fuck ton of people. But back in the olden days, before the invention of smartphones and fun, people actually read for entertainment. In the dark, sad places called bookshops. Somehow, at least 5 of these shops still exist in Great Britain today. Some say that number may even be as high as 12. In this special spin-off episode of Kunk on Britain, I'll be asking the hard-hitting questions. What is a book? Why? And more importantly, how did we let this happen? I'm Philomena Conk, and this is Conk on Books, is how it opens.
And it's beautifully written, but I hate Conk on Earth of the Passion, so it's just like, it hurts me.
She just hits you too hard, doesn't she?
It does. It's at least 12. Oh.
Is this Mr. AZ Fell? Indeed it is. How may I help you?
Oh, no. No.
She's just going to destroy it. I just want to see what she asks him. So she's called him up for an interview. Aziraphale is like, oh, the BBC are interviewing me. How exciting. And Crowley's cautioning him. Conk just sits down and goes, who are you? My name's Aziraphale. My family's been running this bookshop for 2 centuries. 2 centuries? That's older than the country. It's like, no, it's not.
Oh my god.
No, see, my mate Paul told me we're actually just an island and that 52 years ago the volcano under us exploded and gave birth to King Charles, and that he and the Queen built the island with their bare hands.
Oh, for god's sake.
Oh, this is great. I'm sorry, this isn't good content because I'm just reading. Like, she asks Aziraphale just straight up, how do you pay for this? How do you pay for all this if you don't actually sell anything? And that fucking stumps him because he's like, oh god, she's onto me.
Oh, she's actually asked a real
question. Ages ago, I came across funds and I'm in real estate. Philomena's like, real estate? Are you a fucking landlord? I was just starting to like you. And she just kicks off. Oh, this is really well written. Okay, I'll get out of here because I can hear Grace suffering. There's a lot of shipping of Philomena Conk with her mate Paul.
Poor Paul.
Yeah. And her ex Sean, who comes up in a different episode. Conk on Sekai. This is her and Hatsune Miku.
Oh my god. What?
Yep.
Hang on, we're doing real person. There's no... Neither of these people
Hatsune
are real.
Miku's a real person.
No, she's not.
After a long day of recording, Philomena wants to go back home and sleep. But to her dismay, a surprise was waiting for her on her phone for the next 5 days. She becomes a band member, an idol, a regular at a cafe, an actor, and a therapist all in 1 week, thanks to Hatsune Miku.
Jesus wept.
I really like the idea of a Philomena Conk isekai, where she just ends up in various anime settings, interviewing people. I think that'd be quite fun.
Oh my god. It hurts. It hurts!
Okay, which is a shame, because you could probably do a decent Conk impression, should we ever read some of these.
Why? Because I sound thick.
No, well, because you sound deadpan, just like her.
Alright, look, I know we spent a good 20 minutes talking about why the years are named, why they are. Maybe I don't like her because she reminds me too much of myself.
She is a mirror that you look into.
She's brown haired, she wears jumpers, and she doesn't know what the fuck's going on. And I feel like I'm looking at a reflection, and I hate it.
Oh, no, you're smashing a
Yeah, but like she asks all the shit I did in school because I didn't know any better, and it just brings it all back. Like I thought, you know, the planets, right?
Okay.
Whenever I've seen the alignment of the planets, they've always been in a straight row.
Oh, okay? No.
Right, so guess what I asked in the middle of my class? I asked, why don't they look above and below for planets? If they looked up and down, maybe they'd find more if they just stopped looking out. And then I also asked, okay, so... And then, like, the whole class went silent, and I was like, okay, I get it. They've tried that, and there weren't any. They must... I take it they're all left and right.
I think they are.
No, they're not.
Are they not? Are they not all on a disc because of how the rotation works?
No, they're not.
Oh, right. That's not as stupid as it sounds.
Like, every... You know what I mean? Every diagram has lied to me. Because when you actually see on a, like, a ball, they've got like it's not an auditorium. It's a solarium. No,
I know what you mean.
Oh, fuck's sake. Yeah, the thing with the metal discs and they rotate. Yeah, it's all three-dimensional. It's going all over the shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not as stupid as it sounds. I thought you meant like...
Yeah, but I was in a room full of not psychology students. They wouldn't understand. But it was worse. I was in a room full of... They weren't taking science. Admittedly, we were all taking philosophy and theology. But some of them were doing science at the same time. And the problem is with people doing philosophy and theology is that they're really jumped up arses about being smart.
The
moment you step out and reveal yourself to be a dumbass, the silence is so suffocating and the looks are so pointed. It's just unbearable. But thankfully, I'm thick as fuck and I didn't realise it was a dumb question until I finished the year.
Don't let them get you down.
It's fine. I embrace it.
Okay, if you want to feel or remind yourself that you're smarter than a lot of us, do you remember when I was building that hedgehog box?
I honestly think you just had a moment.
No.
There was nothing clever about building a hedgehog box. It's not making me feel better.
Okay.
And it's making you look bad.
Fine, I'll pull out. Let's. Are there any other real persons we want to look at? Now that we've established that Philomena Kunk is not real. I mean, she is in that she is you, but it's...
Shut up. Shut up. Most people believe the world was in black and white when they were kids, before a certain age.
Okay, I'll have a quick look. What the fuck? Okay. Huh, real person fiction is its own separate tag. And there's over 500,000 in it.
Crikey. 500,000?
Yeah. 600,000 if you want to get, 659,600 to be exact.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Have we got any politicians?
I did just skim past the politics section. There is a political RFP tag for each major country. There's three for Russia. 19th, 20th, and 21st century. There's the UK here, the US. Take your pick.
I'll tell you what I find funny. This is slightly unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever Brexit was happening and all that shit was kicking off, the porn channels were really going to town on the politicians. With the fake porn names.
Oh, yeah, I remember some of
like,
that.
Like, Theresa May not or something.
Yeah, and no, I saw that porn parody.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin was in it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see it. I saw the trailer for it, and it was very funny.
I saw the trailer for it. Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
They're all at the podiums, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking ridiculous. Does that count as a real person thing?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Excellent.
And you've unlocked a memory for me. When we were doing politics in high school, it was around 2008, and the porn channels were doing a similar thing. They released something called Nalen Palin.
Okay.
Which was about Sarah Palin, if you remember her.
No.
Okay, never mind then. This will be wasted. But she was the running mate of the guy who ran against Obama in his first go. And, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was funny. So, yeah. The UK real person fix for politics is pretty much... Wait, relationships? Most popular relationship is still David Cameron / Nick Clegg.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the coalition.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
Below that is Philip May and Theresa May.
Bizarre, but alright.
Yeah, like Theresa May and her husband. You don't see that very often.
No, I suppose there was like that little PR stunt they did where they got the husband on board and they were just chatting about who puts the bins out and shit. And I was just thinking,
it's probably about... Let's have a look at these.
This is so weird. It's also weird.
Okay. Wow, the most popular one is called Dust to Dust. It is 123,000 words long.
Okay.
A betrayal, an illegitimate child, and dark secrets come to light. Can love really conquer all?
Really?
Yeah.
And this is about the husband and wife.
Theresa May. Yeah.
And Mr.
Wheatfields.
Wheatfields?
That's the most dangerous thing she's ever done, is run through a wheat field, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. And then Corbyn was like, oh, what I've done is too naughty to tell. So it's probably like murder or something. You know.
I've also got Jeremy Corbyn and Theresa May here.
Oh, God. I tell you what, we're not doing too well with politicians at the moment.
No.
We've got a bunch of... Oh, everyone running for power is a complete cunt.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, they used to pretend they were all right, but now they don't.
Yeah, it's completely downhill. So the one thing that with Jeremy Corbyn that sticks with me... Do you remember the memes of, like, where they compare different people's policies? If, like, Theresa, what's your opinion on X and then X and Y?
Yeah.
I've looked for it and I can't find it anymore. But it was, what's your opinion on gay rights? And Theresa May was, like, it's fine. And then Corbyn's was, nationalize Grindr. And that has just stuck with me ever since.
What? Nationalise Grindr.
Because his policies, it was always, we're going to nationalise this thing. And
oh,
I just think that the idea that you'd get in a nationalised Grindr, and that's his only LGBT policy. Like, right, the government has purchased Grindr, now everyone can use it. I don't know, it just really tickled me that his plan is, we're going to nationalise Grindr.
I tell you what, Grindr is a scary place.
Is it?
Like,
I don't...
Right. So, I've not used it, but
okay.
I have been sent screenshots by a gay mate who is like, I'm scared. And I'm just like, why are you scared? And then it's like, pictures of people's asses and just scary, scary men. There's like really normal people, and then there's just... full frontal unashamed nudity, and it's just like, Jesus Christ. It's just
see.
like very, very forward, scary as in,
I suppose, that's what you get when it's by men for men.
Yeah, I suppose you can't be prude going on Grindr, because you will have a hard time
in more ways than one.
Also, it's by location. So anyone can just message you, and it'll be like, hey, gorgeous, and then you'll see, like, 2 meters away.
It's your neighbour.
And it's like, ah! This person is 2 miles. This person is...
They're behind you.
Yeah, like, it's just like, ah!
Ah, that's horrifying.
And it's fucking frightening. Like, I do worry about people on Grindr.
Are you familiar with Ben Shapiro?
Yes.
Okay, I looked in the US politics ones. The first two are part of a 3-part series called Ben Shapiro Gets Pegged.
Okay.
The one that really caught my attention was Ben Shapiro Gets Destroyed with Facts and Logic and a Vibrator.
It's probably what he needs, to be fair.
Forgive me, it's a 5-part series called Ben Shapiro Gets Pegged. We have Liberals Destroy Ben. This is by Margaret Sexnose, incidentally.
Excellent name.
Liberal Destroys Ben Shapiro. Destroyed with Facts, Logic, and a Vibrator. Ben Shapiro Triggered Over Being Pegged. Oh, being pegged of the face of... Oh, there's a typo. Ben Shapiro Triggered by Being Pegged Off the Face of the Planet by a Liberal. Facts Don't Care About Your Feelings of Unbearable Horniness.
Oh my God.
Ben Shapiro Gets Killed and Murdered by a Liberal. Real. Gone Sexual. Not Clickbait.
Ooh.
Combined, that is 37,000 words.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Someone really went to town on this idea.
So if that sounds your cup of tea, get there. We've also got Donald Trump and Shrek.
Believable.
Completely believable. As you know, Shrek can do better.
He has done better.
He has done better. Fiona's a lovely lady.
Crikey.
Right,
he's
let's get out of here.
Kids, leave him alone.
Very true. I can't think of anything else to search, unless there's anything you want us to look at before we go.
No, I can't think of anything.
Oh, shit. Grace, your wish has come true.
What?
There is a separate tag called Space Vehicles Fix.
Why do you think I like space vehicles?
You wanted space vehicles separated from space explorers.
Okay.
At the start of this episode.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You were mad about the rover being listed in Space Explorers.
Yes, I was.
Yes. So here you are.
Got their own dedicated section.
Yeah. Voyager 1's here. Opportunity. Castiel and Dean Winchester. I'm not entirely sure why they're in here. But there is one with them, and also the rovers.
I feel like this is something Nick would like.
Oh, he likes the other kind of rover.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah, I should probably show these to Nick sometime. And this is all real space vehicles as well. We're not getting the Enterprise in here. You're welcome. Okay, Grace, what have we learned today?
Talking about real people is making me deeply uncomfortable.
I see. You know what? Fair.
That's probably part of the reason why we didn't do it in the first place.
Yeah. Well, we got it out of the way for the most part.
Yeah.
I've just learned there are 48 works in Laika the Space Dog.
Oh, right.
One of them is in the Warhammer 40k setting.
What?
Yeah, that's a weird one. I'm going to have to run that past my 40k guy to explain that. Okay, I'm going to put this down before I keep searching things. I've learned neither of us have an understanding of the concepts of time. And that's a problem. We should work on that.
I should have done our research before going in.
What, on how to tell the time?
Just basic information you need to know to function as a human.
Oh, we're never getting that. I wouldn't worry.
I don't know, I could do with like a little things you may have missed how-to guide.
Like, centuries are measured this way.
Yes. The planets do not align. You know, in the way you think they do.
No, I know exactly what you want. You want the loading hints you get in video games.
I do.
While the loading bar's going, like, there's like a little hint of just like a random fact. You need that to start your day.
Yeah, maybe going to bed, I see a couple, or...
I'm surprised that's not a thing, to be honest.
Yeah, but usually it's weird abstract things, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what? If anyone out there can develop an app, get in touch. I've got an idea. I just want basic hints.
Someone pouring a coffee with, spend less than you earn.
Yeah. Spend less.
To save money, spend less than you earn. Really basic shit.
Take the laces, wrap one round the other, and etc. You know, just in case you've forgotten.
If you're hungry, eat something.
Caffeine can be used to boost productivity. Yeah, I think that'd be really handy.
That energy drink gives you energy now, but you'll feel like shit in the morning.
I think we're onto something there.
It's a very popular Instagram trope at the moment.
Oh, is it?
There are lots of them, yeah.
Oh, never mind then.
I'm sorry, it's hyped already.
I mean, it's fine. We could never have made it because neither of us have the technical skill to build an app.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Right. That'll do for now. It's at this point we should announce we're going to go on a very short break from this show. Because Grace and I are going travel. By the time you listen to this, we're already either on a train or on a plane. And this will be my first time on a plane. So that's going to be exciting. It could also be terrifying because I believe we're going with a Boeing.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
You might even be sat next to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've got a place on the plane.
Oh.
But it's not told me what seats yet.
Oh, fair enough.
I was like, all right.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
I was going to say something. If you don't hear from us ever again, the Boeing curse has struck. But I'm sure we'll be fine. You know what? If that happens, Nick can put out an episode in memorial of us.
I don't think he knows how.
I'll show him how before we leave.
Oh.
Like a just in case.
We'll do a goodbye episode just in case we die.
No, we don't need to record an if we die. We'll get Nick to record an if we die.
Okay.
I will, Nick, my suggestion is sell. I will leave all my money to Nick. And okay. Chris, if you do the same, he can then afford to hire Matt Berry and the woman who plays Philomena Kunk to replace us for one episode.
One, I don't think it's going to weigh up to that much. Two, it's all going to go on a rover.
For fuck's sake. Oh, no. Okay, I'll leave the money to Nick's girlfriend with specific instructions of who to hire.
God's sake.
And maybe that'll work out. We'll find out. I hope we won't find out. We'll live. Maybe we'll fake our deaths and get Nick to do that anyway.
Honestly, the foreboding I'm getting from just the way we're talking about
I know,
this,
right?
It's like, oh no.
I'm being dramatic. But it does mean no episode in our usual slot. I'm just trying to think about the dates because I'm having to think into the future. Ah.
May. Beginning of May.
So, this episode will go out at the start of May. The normal episode 2 weeks from now will not be a normal episode. It may not be an episode at all. And after that, we should be back to our normal schedule.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sticking with us. It's been chaos this year, but we'll get there. If you like us, best way to support us, tell your friends. You can also follow us everywhere. We're on YouTube. I'm going to try and do more with our TikTok this year, but we're mostly on Tumblr and occasionally Instagram. You can join our Discord. I've hidden an invitation link in our Tumblr bio section. And yeah, join us next time. Oh, we'll be doing fanfics and chill again soon. More to come. But yeah, take care. We'll see you soon. We can see you through this. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, that'll do.